Okay, this is Dagger's Duck recording a little boo, reviewing Chutney's Indian restaurant in Drummond Street, Euston, London, NW1. This is an old London stalwart. It's been around since goodness knows how long, probably the mid-70s, I would say, maybe before then. It's equidistant between Euston Station and Warren Street, quite close to Euston Square, so fairly off the actual beaten track, but still in the thick of things. There's lots of Indian, vegetarian and non-vegetarian restaurants in this one particular street, which is only about 500 yards long. So what can you say about chutneys? Well, it's not your average Bengali style curry house with the chicken tikka masalas and rices and so on. This is a specific sort of Indian food. It's Gujarati. It's quite mildly spiced. It's all vegetarian, all pure vegetarian. And I'm not a great fan of vegetarian food generally. I'm a bit of a meat man myself, but I just love this restaurant. I've been going there since I was 18, and I'm not 18 anymore, quite a long way past 18, since the late 80s. Fantastic place, hasn't changed at all. The staff are friendly, the service is generally fairly prompt unless they're busy. This place gets very packed, even in midweek it's fairly full. The food itself, okay, the food itself is sort of mid-priced, I'd say probably on the budget end of mid-price. So we're talking about £20 to £22 per head, that includes alcohol, so it's not too badly priced. And they do a buffet on Saturday and Sunday, I think they do a lunchtime buffet, they certainly used to, it's about £5 or £6. Vegetarian food, well, it's very filling. You can come out there. This is one of the about four or five places I've come out actually feeling ill because I've eaten so much and because the food has been so delicious, I've not been able to stop myself. This is during a buffet, about mid-90s. The food itself, okay, so we got, it specializes in two types of things, really. It does standard vegetable curries with rice, but you don't want to go for those necessarily because you want to go for what they do differently, which is their puris, which are little tapas style or sized dishes consisting of things like rice, cream, yogurt, cereal, sev, fruit, all mixed together, and sometimes little wheat filled balls of the same, these ingredients filled up with filling the little wheat balls up, which you can kind of pick up from your wee stainless steel plate and stuff straight into your mouth. There's about five or six balls in a puri. Those are the ones you can pick up. Usually you need a spoon to get into them, but it's a little teaspoon and you have two or three of those maybe as a starter. They're about £3.50 each. Main courses, they specialize in the dosas. These are large wheat, very crispy pancakes, huge great things. They're either served flat or they're served rolled up, and they're generally quite crispy, and they're just really the staple for which you put in the middle. Various items they serve you, all vegetarian again, so that's going to be potatoes, carrot, a mix, spice combinations. Usually everything comes with a lentil soup type thing, sambar, and a coconut chutney, and quite often a stronger chutney like a lime pickle or something like that. You mix these around in your doses, roll them up and stuff them into your mouth. Lovely they certainly are. But like I said, this isn't the kind of place where you can prove how much you are with how much vindaloo you can stuff down your throat. This is quite mildly spiced food, very delicately spiced food. You can get bigger portions out in East London. There's a couple of places near me in Upton Park which do bigger portions and slightly less expensive portions. But this food is nicely balanced between taste and price. Not too expensive, as I say, £22 a head. Go and give it a try. If you've got a vegetarian friend, or even if you haven't got a vegetarian friend, just go there and enjoy a slightly different take on Indian food. This is Adam, also known as Dagger's Duck, doing an audio boot. Goodbye and God bless.